appear, what would appear to be a strike slip fault type of movement between one side and the other.
Okay. We've lost our picture, we think, because of the high gain antenna. Do you know if it's possible that he could rotate back around to your original attitude?
Still not been able to lock onto the spacecraft high gain antenna. At this time, Apollo 10 should be just about over landing site 3 at an altitude of about 62 nautical miles. Say again.
What do your Fidos say about Snoopy? It appears in our analysis that basically we've seen him going small in forward, and now we were turned around, you know, BEF, and he's always been out in front of us going above us, but this time he was right down below us. So it looks like we are catching Snoopy. Is that their analysis, over?
Well, Tom, I think maybe we misunderstood your first call. When you first called him out on this pass, did you say he was down and behind you? You were at about a 215 pitch angle?
Well, we were looking right at him at 215 pitch. So evidently he's out in front of us. But maybe... maybe he's behind us. Just kind of see, but I didn't have the orb rate going. The computer wouldn't cough me out a solution, and so I was looking inertial, and I finally got him. And as we were pitching around at 330, I think he was out in front of us. But he wasn't out in front of us near as much as he has been, and he was down below us, definitely. And always before, we've seen him out in front, but way up above. But there's no doubt he's getting lots closer, over.
Roger, okay. And, When he passed right directly below you, that was right over Tarantius, is that correct?
Yeah, around Tarantius, where we were there, he was down below us.
Okay, we got that call, okay, and we're trying to figure out what Snoop's doing right now.
Yeah, I know it's highly improbable of a collision, but it sure ruined your whole day if it ever happened.
Roger that.
I've got Snoop down there and reflected. I'm aiming right at him. He's down below us. I'm pitched at 336, and Snoop is about the plus X going across the crater. See him down there? He looks right in plane. He's in reflected sunlight. He's in reflected sunlight. The rascal isn't too far out there. I'm now pitched at 340 degrees, and my X-axis is right at him. So Snoop is out in front of us and below us. Over.
Roger. We copy, Tom, and he's probably coming up. Is that a firm?
That's a firm. I would say he'd be coming up and heading up towards his aperture.
Roger that.
Or should I say Apolloon?
Right.
He's moved out in front of us.
He just went into his own sunset right now. We just lost him.
We may be able to pick him up in Earthshine.
Okay, we'll crank those angles in, and that alongside of your sighting of him right directly under you over Tarantius, that should, we should be able to come up with some sort of a guesstimate on how close he's going to be. The fire troop thinks that when you saw him directly under you, that's probably the closest point that he'll be to you in his orbit. We're going to keep working that though, Tom.
Okay, of course, you know, in reflected. Right, Joe, in reflected sunlight, it's awful hard. However, earlier, I guess we could see the sparkles off of his legs, you know, and some different colors there as the sun would rotate off the panels, but that was with the 28th power binocular. Over.
Roger, understand. That's still plenty close.
Yeah, might say so. Okay, we have Earthshine real good here, and Gino will try to give it to you out the window. We've got the, put it on.
Okay. Old Snoop's just a devoted old hound dog, Tom. He'll probably try and follow you back home.
Just as long as that rascal doesn't sniff too close.